Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Have you found the elevator yet, Mr. Sinclair?
No, I'm still looking, Mrs. Bittlesback.
It defies logic. Mr. Barrington mentioned that the augury was located in the chamber core. There has to be some mode of transport that will take us down there.
I've looked everywhere, and all I've managed to do is work myself to the edge of an asthma attack.
Don't stop now, Mr. Sinclair. Mr. Barrington's distraction is our good fortune. Oh, my heel is stuck.
And what?
Metal grate on the floor.
Chancellor, look.
What?
Stand back, Mrs. Bittlesback. Now do you see it? The outline of the metal grate.
Yes.
We're standing on the elevator. It's been cleverly hidden in the floor.
There's a button on the ground. If I tap it with my heel...
Look! The secret elevator rising up from the marble.
The doors are opening.
Elevator going down. Chambers core.
Quickly, Mrs. Bittlesback, get in.
Almost at the dorms. Coming in for a landing.
Wind element, lower me.
Hey, where's Topahead?
Bouncing in behind you!
Nice spring action with the tongue, but doesn't that hurt?
It tickles.
Okay.
There's Priscilla's room up there. Let's move.
Oh, yeah. This is gonna be so fun.
So, tell me, Who was it really who told you about this item we're looking for, Chancellor?
Mr. Edavine, as I mentioned earlier, despite Mr. Barrington's claim that the man is dead.
While I'm no fan of the way Mr. Barrington handles his affairs, I do believe he's telling the truth about the former headmaster's demise.
Then who approached me on the air track? No, I think Mr. Barrington is twisting history, trying to confuse me.
Perhaps. After all, I'm completely in the dark about the existence of this, augury invictor. I haven't even asked. What does it do?
According to Mr. Edavine, it records every moment of every person and everything taking place on this campus.
What? That's a very disturbing thought.
Now do you see why I have such an interest? With the augury invictor, I will be able to watch scenes play out before my eyes. I'll be able to know every move Mr. Barrington has made since he stepped foot on this campus.
Here we go! Hey, Pris!
What the? What are you doing in my room? It's the Terra Tulpa, Priscilla. You know, the one you created.
Yeah, she's come to have some fun with you. Wait till you meet her tongue. Get her, Gecko Cerebral!
What? Get out!
Forget Gecko Cerebral. I need a new power.
Summoning the power of... Squidalicious!
Squidalicious?
There's a superhero actually named Squidalicious?
I guess.
Just when you think you can't top Gecko Cerebral.
Beware my black ink blasts!
What? Get out! Ugh!
She sure has a thing for making messes.
Ugh! Stop! You're getting that gunk all over me! You, check out your bed. What?
Covered!
My sheets! Oh my god, those are silk, you! What's going on in here?
Welcome to the party, Felicity. This is awesome!
What is all over me? Get out! She's not going away, Priscilla. Like you said, she's a mischievous tulpa. She's ruining my room! I'm covered in black slime.
It's quite an improvement.
Only way to stop all this is to zap her out of existence, Priscilla.
Do it, Pris! Please! Look at us!
Fine! Rhecus Larvita Jetta! Next time you pull a dirty stunt like that, you better think twice who you're messing with, Priscilla.
Oh my god! Look at us!
Look at my room!
Think of it as art, ladies.
Out! Now!
That was genius.
Thank you.
High five.
Now, let's just hope Terra gets back soon.
Back from where, Miss Green?
Mr. Barrington!
Where is Miss Callahan?
I still don't understand. Tell me, how does any of this connect to the music box? The melody?
No, I've said enough!
Increasing the power of Scion?
No! No!
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Hog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington.
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trigus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the world. multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
I see a city street. Downtown San Francisco. You're entering a cafe.
The year was 2006. It had been over 12 months since I had seen Charlotte. She ignored all my telephone calls and letters, begging to see her again. But my persistence finally paid off, and she agreed to meet me for lunch. Charlotte, thank you for seeing me.
Hello, Professor.
Hello. I've had time to think, Charlotte, to process my actions. And I know what I did was wrong and that I hurt you.
You did hurt me, Ezekiel. When I saw you in Peru, I had hoped.
Hoped what?
That we might have a second chance to undo the damage my family caused both of us. But after what I witnessed on that alien craft...
Please, Charlotte. Forget about what happened, please.
I knew my family had been right about you.
No, they weren't. I wasn't in my right mind, Charlotte. I was overwhelmed by what was happening. The only thing that matters is I loved you. I still love you.
Ezekiel.
It's not too late. Give me one more chance to prove myself to you, please, my darling. Please, one more chance. Beginning with this. I had come prepared that day to offer my beloved Charlotte my hand in marriage for a second time.
What?
Let me get this straight. Miss Callahan went to confront Dr. Epic?
Yes, sir.
My God. Miss Green, Mr. Reynolds, come with me.
And we were moments away from a clean getaway.
Not another word, Mr. Reynolds. I have to locate Miss Callahan.
Elevator arrived. Chamber call.
We're here. The doors have opened to a large spherical room.
Empty. Walls made of metal.
Chancellor, look. Lowering from the ceiling.
An enormous globe made of glass. Glowing, pulsating. The augury.
Oh, the things Mr. Barrington keeps hidden from me.
Look at it.
Oh, there's an energy field surrounding it.
It's only surrounding you, Mr. Sinclair.
Mr. Devine!
Chancellor, I've been expecting you.
Computer, track Tara Callahan.
I'm sorry. Tara Callahan's location is currently unknown.
Then track her bracelet.
Oh boy. She turned her bracelet off.
Great. We are so busted.
The TX-7D bracelet is not responding.
Computer, that's impossible. Run the geo-track on Miss Callahan's bracelet again.
She turned bracelet off, Mr. Barrington.
What?
She didn't want to be tracked.
So Miss Callahan flew off in the middle of the night to confront Dr. Epic with no way of pinpointing her location?
Yes, sir.
This is totally irresponsible. Do you realize the danger she could be in?
I'm sorry, sir.
We'll discuss that later. Right now, I have to find a way to track her.
If it helps, we were in Larchmont Forest when she left, Mr. Barrington.
Computer, access the surveillance camera footage in Larchmont Forest beginning around 10 p.m. tonight.
Scrubbing now.
There she is, with you, Miss Ashcroft, and Miss Valkenburg. What in the world were you all doing out there? Freeze the image, computer.
Image paused.
Since we can't trace her bracelet, we'll have to trace her thermal energy patterns once she left the island.
Good call, Mr. B.
Mr. Reynolds, I suggest you keep it zipped.
Zipping.
Computer, can you get a reading on Ms. Callahan's energy pattern from the available footage?
Analyzing now. Affirmative. Energy pattern detected.
Computer, are you able to trace it? Please. It's the only chance we have at finding Ms. Callahan.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. From WonkyBot Entertainment.
Time marches forward whether we like it or not. What if I told you there's a way to alter time?
We are in 1886 Paris, France. Over.
We've lost them.
Time-space indicator at level 6.4.
We're in the middle of a mission to save the life of Gustav Eiffel and keep one of the greatest historical monuments on Earth from being wiped out.
Do not lose focus.
When an alien invasion threatens to unravel the timelines of the past, five teenage friends become the only hope the world has.
Even though we've lost connection with the team, they're still forging ahead with the mission.
Our link's been cut?
That doesn't sound good.
So we're stuck.
Something's taking over the controls.
Step away from the console.
Stuart St. John's Time Stream. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Hard.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trikus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for five cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.